This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as he has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, one of the greatest challenges of our Muslim community, especially when it comes to working with each other, is that there is a lot of cheat, there's a lot of deceit, and there's a lot of fraud that takes place. How often I receive emails, how often I have people come to me telling me that there are so many people doing business within the community and they are engaged in cheat and deceit and fraud. How many of us, we have become victims of someone else's deceit? How many of us have become victims to the fraud of others? And this is why I've decided that in today, in this brief khutbah inshallah, that we need to understand that yes, making money is a responsibility. In order to take care of our families, we need to make money. The men often go out, in many cases even the women may go out and they may work, and they work to provide for their family. But brothers and sisters, let us keep in mind that when it comes to even fulfilling our responsibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us certain guidelines. Guidelines that you and I, we have to follow. And we follow these guidelines even when it comes to earning an income, even when it comes to earning wealth and building up assets. But we must do it with the correct way. Today, inshallah, in this brief khutbah, I want to share with you five things that we have learned from the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam, or we have learned them in the Quran, things that are considered as business ethics. But at the same time, at the very end of the khutbah, inshallah, I have five advices for everyone who wants to engage in business. First of all, I request everyone to please come forward. There's a lot of empty space, a lot of empty gaps. Please come forward. First of all, brothers and sisters, one of the most important things that we learn from the Quran is the importance of honesty and being truthful when doing business. Brothers and sisters, today, how many times people tell me that they have become victims of someone else's deceit and fraud? And the reason why this happens is that initially in any business transactions, we begin to display, we present a certain matter, a certain issue. But brothers and sisters, we a lot of times are not trustworthy in our business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that, especially in the Quran, He says, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is about not only about business, this is related to everything. Do not, Allah is telling us, do not mix the truth with the falsehood. You know something is wrong, always be transparent about these kind of things. Do not mix the truth with the falsehood. Whenever you do business with anyone, make sure you express any deceit, any kind of flaw within that merchandise. If there's something wrong with this, then you must make it, you must tell them that this is what's wrong with this. So you understand that before you buy anything, you have made them aware. If they choose to buy it even despite the fact that there is a flaw in it, that is on them. But the responsibility is that we cannot give one statement and say that there is some truth to it, but there might be some falsehood to it. And a person will say that, alhamdulillah, yes, there might be some falsehood to it, to my statement, to my sale. I'm trying to sell something to someone. I am majority of it. I'm truthful about it. There is something that may be wrong with it. Allah is telling us that no, this is not the correct way of doing business. You give the full truth and nothing but the truth. Allah then says, once again, do not mix the truth with the falsehood, because that is deceiving someone else. You are deceiving someone else. This is a fraud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like these kind of people who commit fraud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, when He talks about the qawm, the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salam, He says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, you will study that there are many stories of different prophets, and Allah highlights each of their major issues. When Allah talked about the people, the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salam, He highlighted the fact that these were people who used to commit fraud in business. They used to cheat each other in business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ, that be amongst those that when you weigh something, then weigh it properly. Do not cheat each other. And we also find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, التَّاجِرُ الصَّدُوقُ الْأَمِينَ, he says that the businessman who is honest, the businessman who is trustworthy in his business, and he has a reputation in the community, in the society, that this person does good business, he is very fair in his business, he's very trustworthy and he's honest in his business. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of judgment, they will be with who? Ma'an nabiyyin. They will be with the anbiya on the day of judgment. They will be with who else? As-siddiqeen. They will be with the as-siddiqeen on the day of judgment. And they will also stand side by side with the shuhada on the day of judgment. Brothers and sisters, we like to be with these kind of people. The Prophet alayhi salam is telling us, if you really want to be with these kind of people, then always make sure that when you do business, you do business with fairness and justice. Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, there's a very interesting story about him, that he used to be a cloth merchant. Besides the fact that he was a great scholar of aqidah, he was a great scholar of fiqh, he was also a cloth merchant. And it is mentioned that while he was the brains behind the business, he used to be in charge of all the shipping and the labeling and everything. But he had another person who he used to work with. And he was his delivery guy. And it is mentioned that one time, Imam Hanifa, he must have packed some clothes for someone. And he gave it to his worker. His worker went and delivered it. But when he delivered it, he noticed that there was some kind of defect. There was some kind of a flaw in that cloth. He came back and he told Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi that, "Ya Imam, when you gave me that cloth, you probably did not notice it, but there was a defect with that." Now, of course, at that time, they never had, you know, paper trails. They never had technology that we have today. So Imam Hanifa asked him that, "Do you remember where you went?" And he says, "I don't remember exactly which house it was and so forth, or where I made that delivery." Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, look at his honesty, because he understands that he has to stand before Allah on the day of judgment. He said that every single penny, anything that I have earned from that sale, I'm going to take all of that and give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to give it as a sadaqah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not lawful for me to use the money that I have made from this transaction and this sale. Where is that honesty today, brothers and sisters? Where is that truthfulness today? Today, wallahi, because of just for this mere dunya, we're willing to cheat others. Even when it comes to our matters of this country, how many of us, to be honest, how many of us we lie and cheat on our tax forms? How many of us we lie and cheat on our tax forms? And at the end of the day, what's the logic behind it? That this is a kafir country. They do this and they do that. This gives me the liberty to do whatever I want and to cheat and deceive them. La, this is wrong, brothers and sisters. We are the ones who chose to live in this country, knowing what this country is and what their foreign policies are and how they spend their money and where they spend their money. That was our choice. Inna ardullahi wasi'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says His land is vast. Go anywhere else. But to lie and cheat and deceit in any capacity is not right, brothers and sisters. So this is why, let's understand the importance of trustworthiness and honesty. And by the way, let me say this also, that when we as adults, when we lie and we cheat and we do these kind of things, our kids are learning from us too. Do not think that I'm doing this and no one knows. In many cases, our kids, they see this. And they see this hypocrisy, that on one end, my parents teach me to be honest and trustworthy, but I see this also. And that is where they gain, this is where the confusion comes for them, comes into their heart about the deen. So brothers and sisters, when we are trustworthy and honest, then this is also important for our children and for their iman and teaching them how to do business in the future. The second thing that's extremely important that's mentioned in the Quran is the importance of adl, the importance of justice, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran about those people who were not doing justice in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to keep the dates, the good dates on top and the sour dates, the rotten dates on the bottom. It also, when we find that whenever they would, when it come to themselves, they would always try to measure properly. When it came to others, they would not measure properly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran regarding these kind of people, وَيْلٌ وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. We see in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people who don't do justice in their business, then there is a wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will come upon them. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He also says in a hadith, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Anyone who cheats anyone else, they are not from amongst us. So this is why, brothers and sisters, always remember that today if I cheat someone, I may get away with it, but wallahi, we have to stand before Allah on the day of judgment. Wallahi, we have to stand before Allah on the day of judgment. And at that time, there is no one who will come and support us, and Allah will have all the records. Allah will have all the receipts. And then at that time, we cannot run away from our crimes. We rather do business properly. Even if I lose something in this dunya, khair, no problem, I will lose. But I won't lose on the day of judgment. I won't jeopardize my akhirah just to make a few dollars. Just to make a few thousand dollars. Brothers and sisters, it's not worth it. Wallahi, it's not worth it. So let's always make sure that whenever we do business with others, we always apply justice. It is mentioned that even in the time of Umar ibn Khattab, he would see certain merchants in Medina, they would cheat others, and Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu would tell them, either you fix your habit or you don't belong in this market. Simple as that. He would not sit there and engage in too much discussion. Either you fix your problem or you get out of the marketplace. So this is why, because when people cheat, it spreads. Other people do get affected. So this is the second important thing, the second important ethic when it comes to business. The third important ethic when it comes to business, brothers and sisters, is the importance of fulfilling your promises. When you say, when you take a loan from someone and you say that I will pay you back by this time, you must fulfill that responsibility. You must fulfill that oath, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. Fulfill your promises. If you have an agreement, you've taken a loan from someone, you made a promise you will return to you will return it to them within a year, you make sure you return it within the year. If you know you cannot return it within a year, then you go back to that person who has lent you the money. You talk to them, you communicate with them, and ask them that, can you get some more time? Are they willing to give you more time to fulfill that payment, to fulfill that loan? And if they give it to you, alhamdulillah. If they don't give it to you, this is their right. This is their right. And how many times people will come and say that what kind of a person they are. They have no mercy. They have no rahmah in their heart. I need more time. They don't give me more time. Yes. Let me make this very clear. Yes. There is part of business is to have ihsan towards each other. But the problem with our Muslim community, unfortunately, brothers and sisters, is that we take that ihsan and we abuse the ihsan. We abuse the ihsan. Someone may give us another month. Someone might give us another half a year. You take care of it. But we abuse the ihsan. This is why people, unfortunately within the Muslim community, we have lost trust with each other when it comes to businesses. And it's not just only, you know, we have these stories about only the Muslim mechanic. It's not only the Muslim mechanic. There are across the board, there are good Muslim mechanics and there are some bad ones. When it comes to business, there are some good ones, and unfortunately there are some bad ones. It's not only one segment of the community that is bad. I know people who are in the car business. I know people who are mechanics, and mashallah, they are very trustworthy and honest. And people go to them. The point is, brothers and sisters, we have cheated each other so much that we have lost trust within our own Muslim community. How often we hear things that I rather go and do business with a non-Muslim because I cannot trust my own Muslim brothers and sisters. This is the problem that we have, and we need to turn that around. We need to make sure that when it comes to fulfilling our promises and our oaths, we fulfill our promises and our oath. This is why, think about it, one of the greatest things that we learn about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What made Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha so impressed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he was an honest and trustworthy businessman. When Khadija radiallahu anha hired the Prophet alaihi wasallam before they even got married, what made her say that this is a man of integrity? It was his trustworthiness. When the people of Mecca were in a dispute of who's going to place the black stone next to the Kaaba, when the Quraysh were in a dispute, when they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a reputation that he is a sadiqul amin. We need to create that reputation again within our Muslim community. Number four, brothers and sisters, we make sure that when it comes to any kind of business, we stay away from haram. Anything that is considered as haram, we stay away from it. If it has to do with riba, we stay away from it. Now, of course, there is riba in many different aspects of business, and this is why you always go to the sheikh, you always go to the expert and ask them that how is this to be done. And there are experts in business, there are shuyukh who are experts in business. You go to them and you ask them and find out that the style of business that you are doing, is it halal or is it haram? There might be an element of riba from an external source. Find out from others. Find out, is this business halal or haram? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he would tell the people of Medina that first you need to find out if your business halal or not. If your business is not halal, you have no place here in the markets of Medina. So this is why it is important that we make sure that everything that we do is halal. And that also means that any kind of business, and especially, I'm sorry to say this and be a little blunt about this, but especially when it comes to people who sell anything that is considered as haram. There are unfortunately store owners who sell wine and alcohol. Ittaqillah, brothers. Be cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this dunya, you are selling alcohol, you're selling wine, you're selling things that are completely outright haram. For what? For a few $1,000, you're willing to give up your akhirah? You're willing to sacrifice Jannah for these few $1,000? Brothers and sisters, we have to be careful of what we're doing. Also with this, we need to also understand that when it comes to business, so many people, they spread deceit and lies about each other. Don't do business with this person because he does this haram and he does that haram. This is how issues start in the community, because we spread this dhan, we spread these assumptions. And this is person is right, and this person is a munafiq, and this person is a kafir, and this person is this and that. No, we need to stop this. This is what's causing us problems. If I don't know something, how many people have called me and said that they have heard that this person is doing business the wrong way? I said, I don't know. Go and talk to them yourself. Go and ask them yourself. And if you want to do business with them, bismillah. And if you don't want to, then just stay away. That's your choice. That's your prerogative. But brothers and sisters, we need to understand that when it comes to haram, we stay away from haram. We stay away from backbiting about each other. We stay away from causing any kind of lies in the community about other people. Just because someone's business is there and they are your competitor, it does not give us the right to lie about others. It does not give us the right to create lies about each other just so that we can make more money. The fifth most important thing is, when it comes to business, is we always try to, as I said this earlier, but this is the fifth point, is that we always try to be generous as much as we can towards each other. Always try to go the extra mile for someone else. At the same time, if you see, and listen to me very carefully when I say this, if you're doing ihsan towards others, and you see that your ihsan is being abused, you as the lender or you as one partner, you have a right to say that this is wrong. And you have a right to say that I'm not going to show any mercy going forward. Because yes, you do want to show mercy, but at the same time, we cannot become abused by anyone. Anyone who allows someone else to walk over them, that's not on them. That's on you, brothers and sisters. That's on us. If we allow someone to abuse us, that's on us. Knowing that someone is abusing us, that is not ihsan. That is not ihsan. That is not saying, I am humble. That's not humbleness. That's foolishness. You're allowing someone to walk right over you. You need to stand up for your rights. And you cannot go to anyone else and say that I want you to stand up for my rights, but you need to stand up for your rights. This is how it works. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the tawfiq, that he gives us the tawfiq that we do business correctly and we're always trustworthy and we're always honest. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us and barakah in whatever we do, whether I am working for someone or I have my own business. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our finances. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay away from anything that displeases Him and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ana wa iyyakum bi-ayati wadh-dhikri al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. As I said earlier, inshallah, 5 ethics that we have learned from the Quran and Sunnah and 5 advices. I may have covered this already, but these are things that I see the most in our Muslim community and we need to be mindful of them. Number one is, brothers and sisters, whenever you're about to engage in any kind of business, study the contract. Study the contract. The responsibility of the person who's asking you to sign the contract, it is their responsibility, just like we learned from the stories of Abu Hanifa, to mention any kind of flaws, anything that is noteworthy, something that they need to be mindful of, and put yourself in the shoes of that person. If you are signing a contract and someone wants to get you in business with them, wouldn't you want to know and be mindful of the most important things? Now that you are on this side of the table, make sure you mention everything. And the person who signed the contract, it becomes your responsibility to read the contract. No one is forcing you to sign it, but read the contract and ask questions if you have any, but study the contract. How often it happens that people have already said what's going on, they have signed the contract, and then they come afterwards that I did not understand this, and it causes major issues within that business relationship. So the very first thing is always study any kind of agreement that may be in place. Number two is, brothers and sisters, and any time you're doing business with anyone, be transparent. The reason why we have so many issues is that there is a lack of transparency. If anything is changing, be transparent. Tell the other person, this is what's happening. And often what happens is, especially when you have multiple parties working on one thing, there is the third thing, which is very important, is that there should always be communication. There is transparency, but there is communication. When you have the more the people that you have involved in any business, as any project or anything that you're doing, the more communication is required. Often what happens is that, oh yeah, I told this person, this is ridiculous, honestly. This should not be going on anymore. We are not living in a time, unfortunately, we're not living in that time anymore that your word is your bond. Your word is your commitment. This was something that existed a long time ago, ethically speaking. We don't live in those times anymore. Oh, I thought this brother was trustworthy. Oh, I thought this sister was trustworthy and honest. No, you thought. But the Quran tells us, the hadith tells us, be transparent. Document everything. The longest verse in the Quran is about documenting alone. Think about that for a moment. The longest verse in the Quran is about documenting something. So this is why, brothers and sisters, always be transparent. Always communicate. Document everything. Have a receipt for everything. And if someone says to you that you don't need to keep a receipt, no, I need to keep a receipt. In fact, if someone says you don't need to keep a receipt, that is when you keep the receipt. When someone says to you, you don't need to keep a record, no, I need to keep a record. Not because you're saying that that person is dishonest, but you need to have your ducks in line. You need to have everything in place in case, la samahallah, something, God forbid, something happens, at least there's documentation everywhere. And remember, brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, we all have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment. If anyone takes anything from anyone in this dunya, ظلمًا, in an oppressive manner, how often people go to courts and they take what's not theirs. You may have got away in this court, the court of this dunya, but we will have to stand in the court of the akhirah, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to answer for everything. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to always be truthful and honest. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our assets. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a financial perspective, anyone who is in the state of loan, in the state of debt, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them remove their debts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our money, in our finances, in everything that we have. May Allah put barakah in it. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin fi kulli makan. اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعاصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما حيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the back two rooms, please come inside. There's still ample amount of space inside the main hall. If you're standing inside the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure that the rows are straight. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight. Any sisters inside the multiple rooms hall, please come inside.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم صدر الخلل الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم السلام منك السلام وبارك تبارك علينا. ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نذكرك وشكرك وعظمتك ونصرك وعفوك وعافيتك وعافيتك وعافيتك. الله لا إله إلا